Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 81. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 54. Sunny with a high of 78 throughout Tuesday and clear skies Tuesday night with a low around 53. Still sunny into Wednesday with a high of 78 and clear skies Wednesday night with a low of 55. Mostly sunny with a high of 85 Thursday and clear in 62 Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A Hutchinson woman noticed that her car was broken into, but when she got in, something else was missing.
That's when I noticed my dad's urn was in a box, and I had it seatbelted just in the seat. And I noticed that the box was laying on the floor, tipped over, and I went to pick it up, and it was empty.
Weaver was preparing for a trip to Nebraska for her father's service and expected to have him in tow, but multiple cars in her neighborhood were broken into. Hutchinson Police says that they are still investigating the situation and look to bring closure to the family. In other news, police were called to Kepley Middle School in Ulysses with concern that a staff member possessed a gun. Police arrived and recovered that firearm. Ulysses Public School Superintendent Corey Burton released a statement saying that staff member was detained and will not be allowed back in the buildings. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Way 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
The tradition in Clearwater during homecoming week is to TP as many houses as possible with an amount of community support. But Raina Cerna Easley and her husband Clifford Easley IV found something else while they were cleaning up from the damage, as they told 12 News.
And then we made our way over to our bushes, and there were cotton balls in our bushes, like strategically placed, as if it was meant to hurt us in some way.
They easily say, as a black family, the gesture hurt, but they know that they are wanted in the community. They're not seeking legal action, but do want the person to take responsibility and learn their lesson. The man accused of raping three patients at Ascension Via Christi is pleading guilty. 20-year-old Miguel Rodella has pled guilty to rape, two counts of attempted rape, and two misdemeanor counts of battery. Rodella allegedly posed as a nursing student so he could enter patients' rooms. From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing slash concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being helped by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing, But that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A lot of
nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously adopted the 2024 county budget with a mill levy of 44.725. This revenue neutral rate was used after advance notice of a proposed 45.567 mill was not published in a timely manner 10 days ahead of the public meeting. No one came forward during public comment. This will generate some $43,000 less than the original proposal and will most likely affect year-end balance transfers. A Zoom meeting was held to discuss the proposed jail project and sales tax question for the upcoming November general election. The updated anticipated construction cost is estimated at $12.7 million, with 6% towards soft costs and miscellaneous expenses, for a total estimated construction cost of $13.5 million. The proposed sales tax question will be further edited and will include the amount of construction and anticipated sales tax bonds expected at $8 to $9 million to be issued, which will be considered this week. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $395,000 for replacement of a bridge on Tumbleweed Road. Quivira Road between 4th and 5th Road in Washington County will be closed Monday and Tuesday to replace a pipe. Mahaska representatives met last week with commissioners about the need for a new water tower in Mahaska. They're looking for different ways to receive help with the project. They have received a grant, but the need's greater than they've come up with. Commissioners offered different suggestions and will contact economic development for ideas. The 1940 WPA project is considered the only remaining concrete water tower in the state and is crumbling. The structure is listed on the National Historic Register. $500,000 has been approved through a loan forgiveness program initiated 3 years ago, but costs have risen another $200,000, with recent bids ranging from $682,000 to $934,000. Nemaha County Commissioners continue discussion regarding the employee health insurance program, including deductible and contribution levels, with no decisions made. Mike Miller was offered a newly created post of county administrator after a special meeting September 8th. He's most recently served as a risk manager and director of support service at Pratt, Kansas Regional Medical Center. He will begin work in Nemaha County October 2nd. With an annual salary of $103,000. Gage County supervisors at a special meeting last week presented an overview of the budget, noting the county valuations have gone up with a resulting decrease in tax asking amount of 6%. Wise spending was committed, and some retiring staff has not been replaced by streamlining operations. No one was present for public comment, and the budget will be voted at the Wednesday, September 20th meeting. The 40.28 mil county tax rate would result in a budget just under $48.5 million, with the request for general fund obligations down some $720,000 year over year. Pawnee County Commissioners, after a public hearing last week, adopted the 2024 budget with a mil levy of 28.93, reflecting a 2.3% increase in taxes received. Valuations increase 2.83%. A three-vehicle fatality accident with injuries was reported Friday afternoon in Marshall County. Traffic was closed several hours at the Axtell intersection on U.S. 36 as a result. The fatality, Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, was attempting to turn north on K-110 from U.S. Highway 36 and was struck by a semi driven by a Shawnee Mission, Kansas man, John Kaiser, age 46. Also involves a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Timothy Winkler and a passenger, 59-year-old Margaret Winkler, both of Sabetha. They both suffered severe injuries and were transported to a Lincoln and Topeka hospital, respectively. The truck driver was not reportedly injured, and unidentified juveniles reportedly involved in the accident, but no information was released on that individual. Again, the fatality Friday afternoon, shortly after 4:15, claimed the life of Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell. Serious injuries were sustained by Timothy and Margaret Winkler of Sabetha. Homecoming queen crowned Friday at Hanover High School was Tessa Losi and King Keaton Bruna. Hanover won the football game with Blue Valley. That game delayed for some time as an injured Blue Valley player was taken from the field by ambulance. A retirement reception is planned Monday, September 25th, for Gloria Moore, longtime tourism and economic development director for Washington County, at the courthouse at 10 a.m. Douglas D. Doug Cruzy, age 70, passed away September 15th. Funeral Mass is planned Tuesday, September 26th at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy. Lyle L. Howell, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Lyle Howell. Francis A. Veering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Arrangements for a funeral mass and rosary are pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Francis Veering. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, relishes, and apricots. Tomorrow, spaghetti with French bread tossed, salad, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Sunshine into Tuesday with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s, and staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s, and clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Staying a bit breezy on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Southeast winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still warmer on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, and staying clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 79. Record high on this date hit century mark. The average low, 55, and the record low, 26. Sunrise this morning, 7:15. Sunset this evening at 7:26. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region overnight, anywhere from an inch and a half to as much as 3.5. We topped a couple inches here in Marysville. And that, of course, was Thursday night into Friday morning. So 51 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of September. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Are the Dolphins that good or are the Broncos that bad? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In Miami, the Broncos' afternoon went from bad to worse to catastrophic.
Thanksgiving Day, 1977, they scored 55 against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Look at this. Inside pitch, A-chain touchdown. That gives them 55 and ties the all-time Dolphin record.
The call on WBGG-FM, rookie running back Devon Achane exploded for four TDs on the day, and the Dolphins positively slaughtered the Broncos 70-20. In the other locker room, veteran Bronco O-lineman Garrett Bowles venting long pent-up frustration.
Tired of losing, man. I've been here for 7 years, and all I've done is loss. And it's frustrating.
The Dolphins' 70 points was the most in an NFL game since 1966. A special guest on hand to watch Travis Kelce and the Chiefs take on the Bears, his reputed girlfriend, Taylor Swift. On the gridiron, Kelce's shaking off the added pressure in the third quarter.
Mahomes looking right, back of the end zone, caught, touchdown! Kansas City for the 48th time finds Travis Kelce.
The call on 106.5, the Wolf. KC would go on to hand Chicago its third straight loss to open the season, 41-10. On Sunday Night Football, a close one in Sin City. Kenny Pickett throwing for two TDs as the black and gold take down the Raiders, 23-18. Around the league, the Bills with a 37-3 rout over the Commanders. The Patriots edge the Jets 15-10, and the Packers rallied to overhaul the Saints 18-17. Baseball, the Braves notched their 100th win of the season, beating the Nationals 8-5. The Dodgers down the Giants 3-2 in extras. And with their 7-1 loss to the Diamondbacks, the Yankees were officially eliminated from playoff contention. Fans of the other 29 MLB teams rejoicing. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, recent increase in wages, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, fuel allowance, and a comprehensive insurance package. Join the Landall team. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, September the 25th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's Dan O'Brien from Kansas State University to talk about grains.
Well, we're in a time of weakness, you know, as we approach fall harvest. Even if we were to get adjustments to the lower side for U.S. production, for corn, for soybeans in future USDA reports, still we have such a quantity coming of what we do have that we tend to see harvest lows. And of course, it puts farmers in the mode of either selling because of cash flow needs or storing for later sales.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high in this state. The average low 53 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:17. Sunset this evening 7:21.
As good a harvest as possible, or as good a crop insurance payments as possible. Either way, we want them to do well financially. We'll see what happens. A month from now, basically by the time we get the middle, moving a little bit beyond middle of October, then you know, a lot of harvest will be out, or will be on the latter half of it, we hope, we think. And we'll see what the tail of the combine yield monitors tell us as we go through the state for corn, for sorghum, for soybeans, and any other fall harvested crops.
And Dan, what are the cash markets doing across the state?
They've weakened right along with futures prices. The basis levels are certainly not as strong as they were just, well, 2-3 months ago earlier in the summer. You see corn cash prices at a low of 455 in Columbus area and Topeka at 455, the high. Garden City about 505. These are the main six locations that we follow all throughout these weeks.
And let's look at your ag news.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10 June 2025.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Ukraine and the Black Sea region continue to deal with hardships while trying to navigate getting closer to pre-invasion transportation and production. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka, provides an update on that region.
So the new river ports now play the most important role. And during the year, the new ports almost doubled the shipment of grain. In June, grain exports through the new river exceeded 2 million tons. In August, they set a record of 2.4 million tons. And it looks like new record will be set in September, since the new ports already transshipped almost 2.2 million tons of grain.
She explains problem solving that has taken place in Ukraine to hopefully increase exports.
The new ports will never replace Black Sea ports. That is why Ukraine developed a plan how to continue exports from the Black Sea ports, and not only agricultural exports, because during the operation of Grain Initiative, only vessels with ag commodities could leave Ukraine. So now the temporary humanitarian corridor established for civilian ships to and from Black Sea ports of Ukraine since October 8th, which spans the western coast of Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. So the corridor it mainly be used to evacuate ships that were in Ukrainian ports at the time of full-scale invasion of Russia.
Ukraine is still able to harvest crops, but Boryaka reviews the decline in yields.
We expect to harvest more than 10.5 thousand hectares of grain and legumes. As for now, we harvested 6.5, which is 61%, and we already have 28.6 million tons of grain, including 22 million tons of wheat, 5.8 million tons of barley, and 4 million tons of rapeseed and 1 million tons of sunflower seeds. Of course, the average yields are lower compared to the pre-war yields because Ukrainian farmers were not able to apply enough fertilizers, and vegetation calendar and agri-technologies, of course, were not followed. But even under such conditions, Ukrainian fertile soil shows good results.
That was K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka. Listen to her full Ukraine update at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They do plan a sale next Monday, October 2nd, offering feeder cattle and hay, with early consignments to include 48 fall calving, black and white face bred cows, 35 years old running age, 14 black steers and heifers, 28 black and red bulls and heifers, 17 black and white face steers and heifers, yearlings off grass, 15 red bulls and heifers as well. They are accepting consignments for next week's sale, October 2nd, hay and feeder cattle sale, with no sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
Your flowering perennials may be low maintenance, but they're not no maintenance. We will share some divisive opinions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 25th, the 268th day of the year. Actor Donald Glover has a birthday, and Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female Supreme Court Justice on this day in 1981. If you have perennials that are outgrowing their space, it might be time to divide them. Here's a few ways to know if that's time. When the center is producing smaller and smaller leaves, if new flowering stalks are weaker than existing ones, and if your plant is producing fewer blooms as time goes on. In fact, you shouldn't wait for a perennial to reach monstrous proportions or for warning signs to appear. Most experts recommend dividing a plant when it's still vigorous and healthy. Divide spring blooming plants in the fall and fall bloomers in the spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
.730 from KNDY. 53 degrees outside this hour. Highs in the middle 80s. Seasonal highs again today. Mild and dry through this week ahead.
Hey, Tab. Did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. Kansas State was able to avenge their loss from Mizzou last week in a 44-31 win over brand-new conference foe UCF. The charge was led by DJ Giddens, who was taking the place of starter Trayshawn Ward. He had 30 carries, 207 yards, and 4 touchdowns, and through the air, he had 8 catches for 86 yards. Will Howard, who was going through a leg injury from the previous week, was able to throw the ball 42 times for 255 yards, and an interception. Defensively, Corey Thornton was able to grab one interception, and Tremont Morris Brash had a sack. In Lawrence, KU was able to get a win over their brand new conference foe, BYU, 38-27, with Jalen Daniels throwing 3 touchdowns on just 19 pass attempts. Devin Neal led the charge on the ground with 17 carries and 91 yards. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks are able to remain undefeated as they catch their fourth win of the season over the BYU Cougars, who fall to 3-1. Jalen Daniels continues to be phenomenal with 3 touchdowns, Devin Neal piling in with 91 yards on the ground. Defensive back Kobe Bryant had a big hit on a BYU player that turned into a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Darius Lassiter, in a game against his brother Quentin, who's a defensive back for BYU, Darius came out with 8 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown. The Jayhawks will head to Austin next week to take on the number 3 Texas Longhorns. In Manhattan, the Wildcats avenge their loss after losing to Mizzou last week. They get a big win over UCF in the very first time of those two teams matching up as Big 12 foes. 44-31 was the final score, with DJ Giddens having a banner day of 207 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football scores from Friday night action. First in North Central Kansas League play, Marysville Bulldogs defeat the Concordia Panthers 23-6. Clay Center handles Hiawatha 75-13, while Mego defeats Washington of Kansas City 54-6, while Abilene topples Chapman 33-6. In 8-man action here in Kansas, the Hanover Wildcats defeat the Blue Valley Rams 38-14. It was a night of 45-point victories as the Frankfort Wildcats defeat Donovan West 56-6, Axtell defeats Lynn 56-6, and Clifton Clyde handles Washington County 56-6. In 11-man action, Valley Heights defeats Republic County 52-0, while Centralia handles Troy 36-6. Across the border in Nebraska, Diller Odell falls to HTRS 38-37, while Southern falls to Thayer Central 56-20.
KNDY.
My world revolved around you. Every word was a promise I was hanging on. Swept up inside a whirlwind, I just couldn't see the end till you were gone.